I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
It's your theme song, man.
I know. It's my story of my life. It's 8:39, Montana Mornings with Robin and Pete. 10 today, rain off and on, yada, yada. It's only 3. It doesn't feel... Never mind. We have a guest. I should probably just stop talking.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
I want to say a huge thank you to Jesse Kettler from the Comox Valley Regional District. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
I just want to make sure I have this right. So is your title the Official Emergency Operations Center Spokesperson?
That's correct.
Wow.
I got
Way
something
to
right.
go, Robin.
Even a blind squirrel gets a nut once in a while.
She's running the EOC.
Thank you so much. I can only imagine how busy you are right now, Jesse. So we really appreciate your time. I just wanted to start this morning by kind of giving you a platform to speak to the Comox Valley about anything that the CVRD and the officials want to get out to the public right now.
Yeah, we really need people to be good neighbors right now. You know, we'd like people to take lines of thought where they're saying, will I be putting others at risk for something that doesn't really benefit me that much? We need people to, like, safely help others that are in need, like offering to get someone else's groceries when you go to get yours. Also not to hoard. But most of all, we need people to stay home and really try to only connect with others by phone or internet.
I have a friend that actually sent, we have a little group chat, it's a bunch of moms, and she'd actually said, you know, I've got a almost 2-year-old, I've got a 1-month-old baby, and I hear stay home, which I completely respect, but we like to walk our dog as a family. Is it safe to go for walks around the block? So just for an ounce of perspective with that, like when you say stay home, we're still letting people go out and go for walks with their families that they live with. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it's really about people doing their own sort of risk assessment. You know, are you going to run into a bunch of other people? Sometimes the trails can be busy, so we really are discouraging people to go out to places that they think are going to be congested. So it's really a judgment call, and I know that upper levels of government are kind of struggling with this question as well. So we might see further restrictions. I'm not sure at this point.
And it's interesting. I was going to do something like that on the weekend, and I drove to this particular location, and I saw that it was already, it wasn't even busy, but there were enough vehicles there that I made what you say, the self-assessment, and decided, you know, maybe I could just not do that today. Maybe I could just do something around the house instead, and, you know, outside around there. So that's really, it's as simple as making that choice, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because, we're at the beginning of a pandemic, so isolating ourselves now will mean saving lives, really. And, those people deserve to see the beautiful places that we have in the Comox Valley as well. So,
And that's kind of what it comes down to as well. I've heard a lot of people say, you know what, if we just hunker down now and do this now, it'll be a shorter period of isolation.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually, you know, about flattening the curve, right? So so we don't want to overwhelm our medical system. And if we're all out and we're all passing it around, then that spike is going to be really high, and we won't be able to care for all the people. And we won't have enough ventilators and all those things that the government is saying. So so that's what we're trying to do, save lives by flattening that curve.
Even if it means, and this I know is probably more difficult for some than others, I'm doing this myself, but I have to reassess how I do certain things. Like, for instance, I'm the type of person that typically likes to do a little grocery shopping every day because I'm single and I live at home. I've changed that because I thought, you know, I got to lessen the contact, so I'm going to buy groceries and the things that I need for a longer period of time. Might not be something that's even comfortable for some people, but you've really got to think about that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just anything you can do to lessen your exposure. It sounds like most people that are infected might not even know that they're infected. So, just limiting your exposure as much as possible is best for the community in general.
Well, thank you so much, Jesse. We really appreciate your time. If people do have questions or they're wondering about the parameters, where's the best place for them to get accurate information directly from the source?
Yeah, that would be to go on Twitter or Facebook. You can look for Comox Valley RD there, or you can visit our website at www.comoxvalleyrd/COVID-19.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time today, Jesse.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, that was awesome. Jesse sharing with us how, I can't even imagine how tough that job would be.
Oh, man.
If anybody who's in that position, whether it's disseminating information or